Okay.
Terrell, can you just talk about being drafted by the Panthers?
It's a blessing, man, just to be able to get drafted. And then being drafted to one of the teams I was looking forward to playing with, it's just truly a blessing right now. I'm having an exciting moment with my family and friends right now. I'm just truly honored to be ready to play some football.
Terrell, can you talk about coming back and playing in Charlotte like you did in the bowl game and what you remember about the stadium?
It was wonderful. I mean, just the whole stadium is beautiful. The environment, the city, the hotel that we stayed in. I got to actually get to walk around, and it's a great environment, you know, for football. And I just can't wait to get there.
You worked out up here, right, Terrell?
No. I had my prior workout was down in Tampa. The D line coach came down to my school, and we had a workout down here.
Did you feel like after that, I mean, did you get a sense they were pretty high on you?
Yes, sir.
You know, why did you feel that way, and what do you know about their defensive line situation?
I just knew they took a lot of interest. I mean, I know a coach just want to, you know, fly away down, just, you know, work somebody out for an hour, and they didn't, you know, have high interest in them. And on the D linemen I've been playing with Carolina, I mean, it's always been great ever since, you know, when I used to watch it when Julius Peppers was playing with them. I mean, it's a great defense, a great D line coach, and I just can't wait to start playing for them.
Sounds like you have your family has a military background. Can you talk about how that has influenced you and just explain it a little bit, please?
It influenced me a great deal. I mean, you know, when my mom first joined the Navy, you know, we had to move around so much. You know, it was hard at first, but, you know, we're still with it. You know, I've been up and down through some things, but, you know, my family stayed strong. You know, okay, I'm a great disciplined kid, thanks to my parents. And, right now, you know, she just got back from the Navy. She just, you know, got done. She's been there for 11 years, and her last day was yesterday. So for her to be down here is truly a blessing as well.
Yeah. Your mother, so you mean is she retired from the Navy then? Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir.
And your father's a retired Marine, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Could you talk about the expectations you have coming into your rookie season?
Just make the big of an impact as I can. You know, I'm coming in, I'll be one of the hardest workers out there. I want to be one of the hardest workers out there. You know, earn everything that I get. You know, I want nobody to have no regrets of, you know, drafting me. You know, I want to come in, learn the plays, and just, you know, get, as soon as I get my chance, and just take it and exceed every day, you know, when I'm up there. So.
Terrell, they talk about exactly where they're going to use you on the D-line. I mean, I know defense tackle, but what your role is going to be in there?
Being disruptive, man. When the coach came out here and he was, you know, putting me through a little workout, he said, coming in, you know, he sees me at a 3-tech, and he knows I can play both spots, so whatever, you know, he wants me to do, I'm going to do it.
Terrell, are you aware that that's probably, on this team, the thinnest position, and, you know, obviously, opportunity is going to be there to, you know, to play right away?
Well, the opportunity is there. You know, I'm not going to back down from it. I know it's going to be, kind of tough at one point, but, you know, I'm gonna have to tell you, you know, I'm gonna have to take it. You know, I gotta be strong, you know, get strong every day, and learn every day and get better.
Could you describe your game? What you do that stands out from other D tackles?
This is my foot speed, my quickness. You know, that's always been my strong point of my game. Being able to use that as an advantage against opposing offensive linemen, and just having good leverage, you know, being able to stay so low to the ground and getting underneath my opponent's shoulder pads, you know, it's always been a great, you know, strength to my game that I've been using the last couple of years.
Terrell, with the lockout going kind of back and forth, can you talk about, is that frustrating for you, knowing not really when you're going to be able to come up and get into mini camp and get all that going?
It wasn't as frustrating as before today, but now, yes, because, you know, I want to get ready. You know, I want to get as much information in as soon as possible as I can. But, you know, since the lockout, you know, it's going to be kind of difficult for me, you know, to start learning, you know, the whole deal. So I'm just hoping they be able to lift this up.
Hey, Terrell, John Gruden said on the air that he thought you were out of shape. Is that something that came about after the season, and what do you need to do to get back in shape?
I have no idea where that came from, but, you know, last month or so I've been hitting the gym really hard, been doing cardio action, just trying to keep my body fat down, and just stay in shape as much as possible, getting ready for minicamp.
What's your height and weight?
6'1½", 6'2", 297.
And who's your agent, please?
James Chris Martin.
Can you kind of run through, I mean, have you all lived in a lot of different military cities, or you've been pretty well set in Pensacola?
No, I actually moved up when she first joined the Navy. We moved up to South Carolina, where she had to do basic training at Parris Island. Then we came back down to Florida, to Pensacola, for 4 years. But after the 4 years, my mom had to actually leave to go to Dayton, because I see her for a whole year. Then she came back, and then that's when I went to college, and then she had to be reassigned in Seattle, Washington, where she's been at for the last 5 years, until now, when she got done yesterday.
So how come you never went in the service?
So you said, well, I never went to service?
Yeah.
I don't see myself doing that. You know, my dream has been playing football, and I'll pursue that dream as much as I could.
Thanks, Terrell. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terrell.
Absolutely.